Max Webster's The Party 1976 to 1982 box set is now available at Finer Record Emporia almost everywhere. It's the entire Max catalog, remastered on 8 CDs or vinyl albums, plus the bootleg with unreleased studio and live tunes and the long out of print Kim Mitchell self-titled EP. It's a pretty big deal. In fact, it's such a big deal that I'm calling you 2 minutes and 16 seconds early, Kim.
You remind me of the guy in my neighborhood who has flipped burgers since he was a kid. And he said to me once, he goes, "Yeah, your burger's going to be about 1 minute and 23 seconds before it's done." And I said, I looked at him and I said, "Well, you must have been doing this a while." He said, "I started work here at 17, and he's now in his late 40s.
Wow.
Standing at the thing flipping burgers his whole life. And yeah. Look at you. You're going to be in radio your whole life.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I just about have been, so, you know, you're not far off there.
Cool.
Oh, man. Whoa. Is there a cosmic storm going on there?
Yeah, there's a big wind. I'm out walking my dog.
Oh.
There's a big, sort of a big wind thing going on. So, sorry about that.
No worries. What's your dog's name?
Webster.
Of course it is.
Well, you know, truth be told, he was a rescue. He was online. And I went to go see him. I didn't know his name. And I said, "So does the dog have a name yet?" And they went, "Yeah, his name's Webster." So I was like, "Okay, well, I guess this is kind of meant to be."
Cool. Yeah.
I'm just kind of hoping he doesn't have a while I'm talking to you, because then I'll have to put the phone down and pick it up.
It's okay. It's okay. That wouldn't be the worst thing that's happened to me in an interview, let me tell you.
Excuse me, I have to pick up some shit.
Thank you for a fabulous show at the Saanich Fair a while back. You kids are as smooth as ever. You're in factory condition, man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was. I just loved coming to the island. You know, it's just like so beautiful and such a good vibe.
It was nice to hear some Max Webster material at the show here, and we're going to be hearing a lot more because the Party box set just got released. Congratulations!
Thank you. Thanks very much. I was really excited about this. I mean, I was a company called Olay, the publishing company. They bought all of Rush's catalog, and they bought all of Max Webster's catalog. And I was just thrilled that rather than put it on a shelf, that they said, "Let's do a box set, and let's do it properly. Let's find some great pictures. Let's put a book together, a booklet. Let's remaster this stuff and have two variants, one on vinyl, one on CD. And let's find some tracks that people haven't heard." And they did. They unearthed a few things that I had totally forgotten about. So I think it's awesome. There's like a bootleg version. And I actually hand-signed on the vinyl variant. I did all those covers. I sat at home and did all the covers. So
nice.
On the bootleg ones. Yeah, so no two are the same.
Olay, is there any chance Olay was taken from a song of yours, or is that just a monstrous coincidence?
No, it was just, there's a big publishing company. It's just a coincidence. It was a guy from Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah.
And he just sort of loved songs and started buying publishing, and the thing kind of went sideways, and it's huge. So he bought all of Rush's catalog. He owns a bunch of movie soundtracks, all kinds of stuff. So nice cat, too. I see him at the racetrack once in a while.
The horse racetrack or the car racetrack?
Car racetrack.
Okay.
We have a love of going fast.
Yes. You were a radio air staffer in Toronto for a few years. When you transitioned from being an artist who got played on the radio to someone on the radio who played artists, were there any things that didn't quite match up with your impressions of what that was all about?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, your listeners need to know this, that, you know, I used to think as a musician, all the years as a musician going in to do radio interviews, I always thought, this seems like a really easy job. But I realized as soon as I got into radio, there's a craft to it, and you have to learn some things. And to do anything really well, you have to work hard at it. And I ended up working really, really hard at it. I mean, I sucked for a real long time because anybody who starts anything new in their life, they're going to suck. It's just that they may be back in a cubicle or in an office somewhere or on a job site. When you're on the airwaves, learning to do something that you've never done before, it was kind of brutal for a while. But I enjoyed it. It was, so I have, I guess to answer your question, I have a great respect for the craft itself. I think it's an awesome, fun way to to make some gas money.
Wow, gas must be pretty cheap out there.
It certainly is.